Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. Going to jump straight in and have a talk to Annie Flo Watson, OAM. She's on the First Nations Advisory Panel for the Know Your Country campaign. We're going to talk about reconciliation needs a brave approach to First Nation education. Second that, Annie Flo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Is it Trevor, is it?
It is Trevor. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thanks.
Good. Yes. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Annie Flo, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay, I'm Flo Watson. I'm from my people, are the Kangandji people of Yarrabah.
Yes.
And also the Woolgaroo-Kaba people of Magnetic Island, Townsville.
Yes.
And the Cookie-Allenji people of Cape York, Western Yalanji.
Beautiful footprint. Thank you, Arnie, so very much. Talking about reconciliation needs a brave approach to First Nations education. I agree wholly, entirely. So give us your thoughts.
Okay, what we're wanting to do is get cultural educators in every primary school throughout Australia. Cultural education to teach our teachers and our children about our culture and what's happened, and basically truth telling
exactly,
and
yep,
truth telling exactly, yeah. And also for our languages to be recognised and to be valued by the education system, and addressing the closing the gap targets. And, just for our students, all school students to learn about our culture.
Yes.
And to learn where we're going and, basically.
And that becomes a fantastic bridge builder, doesn't it, in regarding educating non-Indigenous Australians about our culture, but also brings us all together. We are one, are we not?
Well, we are, and this week is Reconciliation Week.
It is.
And it's for us to, reconcile with the past and for us to move ahead. And but for us all to share our history. And as I was saying, for people to understand what did happen to us, stolen generations, and, most of us, what we did, what we went through. But basically, for our people to be included in the constitution, we're hoping to get a referendum up and going soon.
Yes,
and the voice of parliament and the Uluru statement to be recognised.
So true, Annie Flo. When you look at the space of First Nations education, there is movement around the country with certain schools, engaging with the traditional owners and bringing it to the table into the curriculum. So we're slowly getting there, but the government needs to lay it down as a policy as such, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. And look, and that's true. A lot of our schools have now embraced our culture and using our languages, and where I am, I now live at Bribie, Bribie Island. We go around to all the schools, and they speak to them, to get the Gubbi Gubbi language in with the schools and the other languages, and like even my mob over Yarrabah, my nephew there,
yes,
Nathan Schreiber,
he's
really in languages and with the schools. So he's one of our cultural. Educators, And it's a language, you know, big revival, mate, in our language.
Exactly. It's so powerful, and it's a strong foundation for our mob, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, I just believe it's very powerful for our young people to learn about the history and language of the land.
Yes.
And it's also vital for learning of languages, authentic learning culture, perspective, the world's oldest living civilization.
Exactly.
And we want all primary schools to be able to learn directly from, you know, our local First Nations people.
Well, exactly. The professors. The professors.
that's who we are.
Yes.
That's right, you know, And if
like, you're on the First Nation Advisory Panel for the Know Your Country campaign, so how long you've been a part of the advisory panel there?
They started about 3 months ago.
Okay, so just new kids on the block, so to speak?
Pardon?
You're just new organisation, yep?
Yep, just new, part of World Vision.
Yeah, part of World Vision, is it? Yep.
Yeah, campaign is Know Your Country, cool. So we've started it, We've got a couple of videos that we've had. We've had a just need to have a big launch now, and
watch the space.
Beautiful.
And Flo, beautiful talking with you. Thank you so very much. And I agree entirely. Reconciliation needs a brave approach to First Nations education. So very important, that space. And thank you very much for sharing, Annie Flo.
Okay, and Terry, your last name's Kim, is it?
Yeah, that's correct, Annie, yeah.
Kerry, eh? Kerry, my
That's
mate.
Dad's baby sister, yes, Annie Kerry. Big shout-out.
Yeah, okay, my darling, thank you.
All the best, bye-bye, Annie.
Okay, bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn, that's Annie Flo Watson, and OAM, and she's a part of the First Nations Advisory Panel for the Know Your Country campaign. And we're just talking about reconciliation needs a brave approach to First Nations education, and second that movement here. Have your saying, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Just trust me, you need to be more. Take it to the floor, get happy, go lucky. In the midst of the peace. to the sea. I see I'm like an 88 kid throwing back six pack Red Bulls on my nostrils, burning fuel fossils. So excited, and I just can't hide. I'm a peep of an M-Mac down my leg. Yeah, that's what she said. I slip with the tongue, and now I've gone all red. No shame, no game. It's time to get busy with the why you came. Here's a little something just for you. Just you and your whole mob crew. Board leg with nothing to do. Give up a mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame. Get wrecked like you got no name. Get busy with the why you came. Give up a mad deadly.
Hip hop a mad deadly.
Yeah, Two Daily, that's PM, Last Connection, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, your mob. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And the brother is the bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakari. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindingi country as BBM Bumrabrib Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So have your say and yarn up strong, your mob, Too Deadly. Now, a researcher investigating the barriers and low numbers of First Nation women working in the mine sites in the territory. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Jodie Cowdery, CDU, Northern Institute, PhD candidate. On the line, Jodie, good morning, sister. How are you?
Hey, good, thanks, Trevor. How
are
you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Yeah, sure. So I'm coming to you from Larrakia country. I'm Gamalang, Darwin. But I was born down on Mananjali country, so but is it? Queensland? Yes. Closer to your way, your way?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so that's where I was born, spent my early years, but I've been up this way, Larrakia country, most of my life. But my dad's family, his people, they're out west, Cunnamulla way and Gadooga, crossing the colonial border. So that's my dad's people. Yeah.
Lovely. Yep. Thank you for sharing, my sister. And look, girls can do anything. And we're talking about this very important conversation here. Researcher investigating the barriers and low numbers of First Nation women on mine sites in the territory. So what makes this research so unique, Jodie?
Well, I think, Trevor, to start off with, it's not been done before. So no one's asked the questions and, so we don't know. But what we do know is that the numbers are very low. So Indigenous women make up, really, really small group, especially in the Northern Territory where Indigenous women make up, really big number of our population. So,
and that's all departments? That's driving machinery, that's working admin, that's working in cleaning section, whatever, all the above?
All the above, yep. Mm. Anything and everything at the mine site from, security at the gate to the CEO, so that's really, for those girls that are out there working, like, good on them because they're amongst a sea of people.
Yeah, sure.
Not Indigenous and are not female.
And not female, that's right, yeah. So why does this research focus on mines in the Northern Territory?
Yeah, because of that, we've got CMNT, mining's a big part of our, economic industry, so we've got over six or seven big mines, the ones owned by the big companies, and lots of little ones too. But we're sort of focusing on those big ones because, they're all over the world. So whatever's going on here is probably, similar to what could be happening all around Australia and all over the world. So the NT, we're in a good place to look at that. But because we've got that really high number of Indigenous female in our population, that makes me go, well, hang on. We should, have the best numbers.
Well, exactly. And Jodie, sister, when you look at the space we're living in the last 10-odd years, equality has been front and centre. And so big multi-billion-dollar companies like these mining companies should be leading from the front if that's the case. And they're not, is what I'm picking up in regarding the research.
Yeah, and that's what I've picked up. Look, part of my research, I look at what other people have done. To see, make sure I'm not doing the same thing. And that's what we picked up, you know, like there's lots of policies and talk about getting more Indigenous people into the mining industry and more females into the industry, but never the two combine.
Well, yes.
I think that might be the problem, you know. It might not be so much about doing more, but doing things differently because, you know, being an Indigenous man is different to being an Indigenous woman, being an Indigenous woman is being different to being non-Indigenous man, that sort of thing. So we really want to focus on those stories from our Indigenous ladies.
And in regards to your research, were the conversations with Indigenous female already working in the industry?
Yeah, so that's what we've just started now. So the first part of the research was looking at the numbers, you know, ABS census data, to have a look and go, okay, you know, what are the statistics? And they told us what we kind of already knew.
Yeah, sure. And of course, the treatment to these deadly sisters, you know, is there a bit of, you know, racism or stand backish, or, you know, no, I can do this, you step aside, lady, I got this, or that sort of mentality, you know. We need to have all cards on the table in regards to the research.
Yeah, that's it. So that's exactly where I'm at now, is I'd really love to hear from all Indigenous ladies that are working in the industry or who have worked, even if you've left, no longer work there, that's okay too, to tell us what's happening. And, you know, you don't have to put your name to it or your company or anything. So,
sure. You know, but we want to hear your story.
Yep. So that's what we're doing. And a couple of the stories I've had come in, they confirm what I think we all sort of knew, was that there is racism going on, there is sexism going on, you know, there is threatening behaviour and all that sort of stuff. So, we really need, like you said, put those cards on the table and have a big conversation about this.
Yeah. So how do sisters out there, how do they share the story with you? How do they get in touch with your sister?
Yeah, so the easiest way, if they want to do the survey, it's about 15, 20 minutes. It is a bit long, but really appreciate the time and effort. So I can give you the address for that, bit.ly/IWINNT-survey22. Or otherwise, my details, you can email me, you can ring me, I'll send you all my details. You don't have to do the survey, you can just, you know, get on the line, have a chat, have a yarn, or if you're a bit far away from Larrakia country, I'll jump on the plane and come out there and talk to you if I'm welcome. So, really want to hear those stories.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Painting, song, anything that tells a story of, you know, what it was like working on these mine sites.
Exactly. Well, we need to have a clean slate, so to speak, get a grader in there and make sure it's smooth sailing, and then we can build from there, can't we?
That's exactly it. And, you know, I'm not the expert on this. Like you said, our Indigenous deadly sisters working out there, they're our experts.
Exactly,
No point me talking about it. I'm sitting here in an office. So,
Sister Jodie, what will happen with the survey when it's complete?
Yeah, so once it's done, I'll do, you know, like a bit of analysis on all the data and bring it together and say, hey, these are the main things that come out of it. And then we're really hoping, you know, we get some, you know, get that message out there, whatever it might be, and that, you know, that it can help out the land councils and our traditional owners.
Yes.
So when they're talking, you know, negotiations to access land, that they can say, there's a lot of promises about local, you know, Indigenous jobs, but here's the numbers, look what we've got.
Exactly.
and also, you know, like getting those issues out there, maybe we can make some recommendations to the mining companies that they can start doing things a little bit different.
Exactly. And it's also a platform for the so-called employment agencies as well, and to push this way. Are the mining companies aware of the research?
We've made them aware, so I've sent them letters, all the ones in the NT, and, to make sure that, you know, I'm there, I'm doing this stuff,
That's right, watch the space. And you better dot your I's, cross your T's, you mining companies. We're coming for you.
So, everyone sort of knows what's happening. I've told the ministers, you know, and they've been really good, sending me letters of encouragement and stuff. And the Mining Council of Australia, the NT division, you know, the union, so everyone knows what's happening. So if they want to tell me their side of the story or be part, they can too. It's really about, finding our Indigenous women who've got this experience and having a chat to them, and, you know, so grateful for their time. And so the ladies at Yirrkala, we've got these really deadly earrings we've had done, the spiral, pandanus spiral.
Good, yes.
From some famous artists out that way on Yolongu country. So any of the girls that take part, that's a gift for them to say thank you for their time, because we know Indigenous females were the pillar of the community. So
Exactly.
Busy ladies.
And it's so funny because my beautiful father, now retired, he worked 40 years in the mining industry, driving all the machinery, and of course now retired, but his lovely granddaughter, my sister's beautiful child, and that Zia, Tim and Ketchell, and she just been waiting for the last 6 months. She got her license to drive all the machinery, and she just got accepted last week in working in the mining industry. So she'll be driving the machinery. So we're on the same page, my sister.
Yes, and that's it. You know, the mining industry as an industry, it's the highest paid in this country.
Yes.
So, you know, it needs to be accessible to everyone.
Exactly.
So if you want to work in mining, that you should be able to work in mining, and that you can get promoted within there too. You know, not just get stuck at the bottom and get overlooked, because that's sometimes the story we hear, that, you know, some of the girls, you know, they can do the job with their eyes closed, and they're teaching the fellas below them, and it's the fellas that come up above them. So, you know,
exactly, Jane. Exactly.
Yeah.
And look, it must give a big call out, a shout out, and share the survey. And if they know the First Nations women currently working in all of the major mines, to the Northern Institute website to get easy access to the survey, as it's on the landing page, and we've promoted that on our web page as well, and our Facebook page as well.
Oh, too deadly. Thank you so much, Trevor. Really appreciate the support and their time. And yeah, like, even if you haven't worked in that space yourself, but if you know someone who has, pass it on. If we keep passing it on, we'll track everyone down.
Exactly. So when will the survey be finished, you reckon?
I'll probably keep it open for a few months, so we can get far and wide. And we've also got the land rights news are coming out in community out here in July and August. So I want to make sure, you know, it's after that, so anyone out that way can know about it. But it'll probably be, next year by the time you know, we get all the data and write it all up. And I'd love to have a chat with you again then and talk about
Jodie, please use this fantastic medium, and I'd love to be very interested in looking at the outcome. And let's get some sisters in there, and let's all rise together, my sister.
Love your work.
Jodie, you take care, darling. All the best.
I will. Thank you so much.
Bye, sis.
Bye.
Diddly yarn there, and that's Jodie Cowdery, and she's researching, investigating the barriers with low numbers in regard to women being employed in the mining industry. So the mining companies need to stand up there and need to support that space. And Jodie herself is from CDU, Northern Institute PhD candidate, and talking about that space. So watch this space, and girls can do anything. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob, here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Daily Track there, reggae music, Saltwater Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Give us a call, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up, with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. Now, Indigenous supergroup to lobby government on recognition of kinship structures. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Eva Sheerlink, CEO of the Australian Institute of Superannuation Trustees, on the line. Eva, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you based, Eva?
I'm in Melbourne. I'm on Wurundjeri country.
All right. Beautiful country. Well, I'm up here in far north Queensland, Cairns, hillbilly up north, sister. Have you
must
been
be,
up here?
Must be warmer. Must be much warmer up there than
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I've seen a bit of football shorts and singlet having a yarn to you.
All right. Well, I'm in my tracksuit pants and my Ugg boots.
And rugged up. Look, beautiful yarn here. Indigenous supergroup to lobby government on recognition of kinship structures. So when we talk about culture, that's all aspects of culture. And kinship is very strong to First Nation people. So with the change of the guards, having a new government, do you feel confident the new government would act on this or would have an open mind for the conversation?
I would certainly think that they'd have an open mind. And isn't it fantastic that now we've got more Indigenous members of Parliament than we've ever had before? So in the Parliament now, there's a much better understanding of, you know, Indigenous culture and the importance of these kinship structures than there's ever been before. So, yes, I'm confident that they're going to have, you know, a better approach to this than what the parliaments in the past have had.
Mm. And kinship, like I said, is cultural to First Nation people. It seems like a no-brainer, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely it is. You know, family structures are different in, you know, in different cultures all around the world, and we need to make sure that our systems here account for that. If we, you know, truly want to be a multicultural society, we have to respect the different relationships that that people have in their family communities.
Yeah, for sure. And the previous government seems this was not important. It's still in the in-tray, so to speak. Do you think this government will give you their ears as such?
Yeah, look, the previous government started a consultation in relation to this back in 2019, so it's been a long time. Mm. And like you say, I think it's sitting in the too hard basket. I think, you know, so it really needs the input of Indigenous communities, you know, for the government to understand what it all means. And we're obviously looking at it as our organisation through the superannuation lens, but there's probably broader impacts across other financial services too, not just superannuation. So this is, you know, this is a moment in time, I think, where we have to seize the opportunity and try and fix this for our First Nations people.
And when you talk about the so-called the in-tray, the too hard basket, well, having black people at the table, First Nation people at the table, they can massage a conversation and make it not so hard, you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a really unique opportunity that we've got. I know that, you know, the Labor Party certainly had an Indigenous caucus.
Yes.
You know, we would be hoping when Parliament is recalled to meet with them as soon as possible to get this on the agenda for change.
Yeah, for sure. So a very important space that you're working in. And how long do you think that'll take in regarding conversation or getting a ball rolling? Is there appointments at the table at the moment, or where are we at?
I think we're going to have to brief this new government in relation to this issue.
Yes.
There's obviously much bigger picture things that they also want to achieve, and, you know, this being National Reconciliation Week, you know, how wonderful it is for us to be talking about, you know, recognition of First Peoples in the Constitution and the Uluru Statement from the Heart and actioning that. So there are some bigger things that they want to achieve,
of course,
as well. But in the meantime, it shouldn't stop us from working on these things that really impact on you know, people's ability to access superannuation benefits after a member of the community passes.
Yeah, exactly. So in regards to a message could be put out there to Sister Linda Burney, let's do lunch.
Sounds great to me.
Beautiful. Hey, thank you very much and lovely talking with you, Eva. Good luck with all. Please do keep us informed and keep in touch and regarding this space, a very important space. Thank you, Eva. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adela Yarn there. Her name is Eva Sheerlink, and talking about that space in regard to Indigenous supergroup to lobby government on recognition of kinship structures. So, so very important, and kinship belongs to our mob, and so very important, and we operate a little bit different to how non-Indigenous family kinship do operate in that sense. So we need our black people at the table regarding that conversation. There are bigger issues, of course, but let's not forget about this issue. It's in the so-called in-tray, or as Eva put it, in the too hard basket. But let's have that conversation to make it an easy basket, so to speak. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
My ex called me toxic, called me King Brown. Well, if I'm so toxic, why you ringing now? You think you a man, this is my house. I'm sorry, where the fuck is my crown now? And I keep it, I just only want my land back, so give it. He had me with my mental cause I'm independent. When I left him, he said, go ahead, you regret it. I ain't regret you cause look at where sissy's putting my heart. You don't speak my language, I got signed up cause sissy is so hard to manage. I got a vodka that stabs deep and leaves damage. Got your new Dubai checking in, she offended you. That's only standard, she demanded no respect. Your man lined up at Centrelink, demanding for a check. Promise I wouldn't come for him, I'm coming for his neck. I'm so sorry, but it's time to rain down on a bitch. Nah, I ain't sorry, ask Maury who the baby daddy me. Tears pouring, sorry baby, you can't baby mama me. And I'm sitting back here yawning cause I'm living drama free. And they keep running back to me cause Bark is the beast.
Call me King Brown, you ain't moved off me now. Came too far just to go back down. Call me King Brown.
I don't even speak Spanish, but they all call me mommy. I ain't crying over voodoo unless that voodoo makes me money. Give a fuss about these fellas, I just find them all funny. How you get love sick, you make me sick to my stomach. Baby, go and get a grip, crying like a little bitch. Told you only want my kids and baddies hit, I'm sorry, freak. I just gotta get and go, I ain't mean to f*** around, but titties got depths to it. Don't want you to sneak up, drown them all up on my level, but maybe you should level up. There's levels to this rap shit, and sis went and created one. King Kong, now you can call me King Brown. Put me on your ringtone and make sure that it ring loud. I see independent titties, you all make me big proud. I ain't going back to nothing, too windy for ghost towns. Ah, and I ain't saying I don't believe in love. I'm just saying I don't believe you, dog.
Call me King Brown, you ain't nothing with me now. Came too far just to go back down. Call me King Brown, making money out my mouth.
Yeah, spark a bitch, this is my snake off house.
Call me King Brown, you ain't nothing with me now. Came too far just to go back down. Call me King Brown, making money out my mouth.
Yeah, spark a bitch, this is my snake off house.
Mama,
by as I close my eyes, making shapes of our great ancestors as the daylight leaves the sky.
Troy Cassidale here, you're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marabura, that's Guru Mill, European Jing, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim 20, Trev Murray from Nakari, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BB and Bumba Brit Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. Now, Portrait honours Aboriginal leader as part of National Reconciliation Week. A new portrait has been unveiled in the Barsmith Library of Uncle Rodney Rod O'Brien, respected Kuna Elder and Cultural Advisor at the University of Adelaide. Commemorating Uncle Rod in his portrait is significant given how much he is dedicated to the university in his role as a cultural advisor. Uncle Rod brings a wealth of experience, knowledge and pride in his Aboriginal heritage and culture and a willingness to share, teach and grow. And we do have Uncle Rod on the line. Uncle Rod, good morning. How are you? You there, Uncle Rod? Hello? Uncle Rod, we'll try and get him back and go and walk about Uncle Rod. Please call us back and so we can acknowledge you and talk about this fantastic event and how the portrait honours Aboriginal leader there at the Barsmith Library in University of Adelaide. Fantastic. We'll try and get him back and continue that yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. It's only a one-hour program, but look, goes across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout-out to the NERS team. And we come to you live from the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And a big shout-out to First Nation radio stations across this country, a daily black network, and strong for our mob, voice for our people, and a platform to have our say, have our yarns, and have our music out there and tell our true stories and who we are and what we're doing and how we're travelling in the 21st century. But we'll try and get Uncle Rod back along. I believe we've got him there. Uncle Rod, you there? Good morning. Uncle Rod.
Yeah, hi.
Trevor. Yeah, Trevor here. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yeah.
Good. Welcome to the program. Before we start, Uncle, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Uncle.
Okay, I'm Rod O'Brien, Uncle Rod O'Brien. I'm Garner Elder from Adelaide Plains area, traditional owners of the Adelaide Plains.
Yeah, beautiful. So they're portraiting an honour to you.
Yeah.
In the significant in commemorating the work that you've done and the work you do and role as a cultural advisor. You must be pretty stoked, Uncle.
Oh, yes, Trevor, but pretty humbled at the same time.
Humble, of course.
You know, we're not used to these honours of being portraits up in the, you know, hanging with the chancellors and vice chancellors.
So. Well, you just do your job, don't you, Uncle, and do it with a passion, you know, but to be recognised like so. It's a feather in your cap, is it not?
It is. It's a great recognition and it's a great honour, as you said. But, like you said, you do it because you love doing it, working with your people and encouraging young people to go as high as they can in their studies, you know, and career.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing that role, Uncle?
5 years.
All right. Yeah. There it is, you know. And as you're saying, you're doing the job not for any recognition about or have a portrait about you. You're just doing your job and the passion of helping your mob, you know. But to be recognised and have a portrait done, it's a good indication. They like what you're doing and you're doing something right there, Uncle. So, like I said, take it on board.
it is great recognition, but it's also a great opportunity, I think, to, to encourage you. Other or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to reach for the stars too, and achieve excellence, and that's what we're about, you know. So,
exactly. Because sometimes further education, when we're talking about university, is sometimes daunting for anybody, you know. But like I said, you're trying to create that pathway to our black people, step up, and as you're saying, shoot for the stars, by all means.
That's it. And, you know, it's a journey of learning, and, you want them to, everyone needs support, you know, because family's important and community and everyone can't do it by themselves.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So, your family pretty stoked about the honour?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, my, it's, they had a bit of a laugh about it. But anyway, that's
the. So how did it come about? Did you turn up at work one day and the boss person called you in the office and you thought you were in trouble, or tell us how it all came unveiled?
Initially, they had this idea of having prominent, like as a reconciliation project.
Yes.
They wanted to promote Aboriginal or education, Aboriginal prominent people working in education at the uni. Mm. And they asked, actually, initially they approached, or wanted to approach my dad.
Oh.
Because he's, you know, been in education, like he's 92 now.
Sure, so yeah.
He's been in education over 60 years or so, or something like that. But
well, he got more tread on the road than you.
Yeah, that's right. But he said, no, he said, I've had enough recognition, it's your time to step up.
Beautiful.
Basically, he didn't want to get his portrait done. So he sort of
hand
flicked past it over to me.
So. There you go, and you saw the opening and you kicked the six-pointer.
Yeah, that's it.
No, that's beautiful. Well, congratulations, Uncle. And like I said, it's just the work that you're doing, and it's being recognised, that's all it is. But it then inspires other black people to step up, you know, and also it just promotes Indigenous education as well, you know, and First Nation people being in university across the country. That's what it does, Uncle.
Yeah, it does. It's, as I said, I did it to help inspire other young people to do the same thing and put their hand up, you know, and do their best and achieve the highest level they can.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, it's an honour, and I thank you very much for your yarn there, Uncle, and all the best to your family, your mob there, and look, just keep doing what you're doing and enjoy that journey, Uncle Rod.
Okay, thanks, Trevor. I much appreciate it.
You take care, Uncle. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
A deadly yarn there. That's Uncle Rod, and he's cultural advisor at the University of Adelaide, and they're doing a portrait honour of him as an Aboriginal leader, and fantastic and very humble. But excited as well, and leading from the front, that's what it's all about. And he talks about a platform and to promote university to our black people and to step up, and that you don't do it by yourself. There's a team of people to help you do that. So fantastic. And we need more black winners out there, black leaders out there, not only on the football field. Too deadly, mob. Have your saying, yarn up strong, but you may have to do that tomorrow because it's come to the time where Trendy Trev signs up for today. 1 hour program, National Talk Black, and we've done for today, but I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. So, you mob, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More important.